brings us to subset B under reports. Just what we need is another ordinance first reading, 2019-04. This is Title 32. Mr. Barnier, I'll turn it back to you.
Good evening again. This is a reconsideration of the ordinance regarding keeping of animals within the city. There was discussion of this at a December meeting. And again, I apologize that the customary council report didn't get put in the packet. To go through what is now before the council, consider the following then. There is, first of all, a clarified definition of kennel. It clarifies that it's related to a business type of activity, meaning that it's located in a commercial district or subject to the use on review regulation of an at-home business. Also notes that as a kennel, that compliance with state law and regulations would be required. So that's that change in definition. Then in section 302 or 320206, the definition or the description of cruelty to animals, which is prohibited, is somewhat expanded. It includes neglect. And neglect is defined as failure to provide sanitation, veterinary care, remove waste, provide adequate facilities, and matters of that nature as normally related to maintaining the animal's health and well-being and so on. So there's that change in description of cruelty. There's a new subsection which, for purposes of this draft, is identified as 320210. Inspection on report that provides that in certain situations the animal control officer, police officer is required to do an inspection, and those a general description of that circumstance is if there's a report of a particular property that's believed to be in violation, report received from two adults within a 500-foot area within a one-week period of time. Any questions on that language so far from council? Not seeing it then. Also then, there's a new section proposed, 320211. This provides in that subsection that if on an inspection the animal control officer or police officer determines that more than the legal number of animals are present, the individual is required to either surrender the excess animals or legally transfer them or apply for a permit to maintain an excess number of animals. This notion of excess animals is clarified in the following chapter 3203. There you have the description of a kennel as having or maintaining six or more animals and for a period of more than 18 weeks. The way that ties together is that if on inspection, even if you're not running a kennel, if you've got eight dogs or 12 cats or three dogs and five ferrets at your residence, you need to get a permit to have excess animals if you want to keep all of them. Tied into that permit process is animal control officer is going to come and review to see if, in fact, you can keep them in a safe and reasonable manner if you've got that many at one residence. Lastly, then, in the kennel section, there is this definition in 320310 of what would be, that's misnumbered. It's 32, it should... On the last page of what was in the packet, 320310 is the draft for this notion of an excess animal permit. If you got more than six animals, even if you're not running a kennel, you need to have a permit to keep that many at one residence. So that's the overview. I'd be glad to respond to questions on any of the particular subsections from members of council.
I have some questions, if I might.
Sure. Go ahead.
Under 3202.10, this inspection on report.
Yes.
In the old one, it was 3202.10 was abandonment.
That's going to be renumbered. I didn't make that clear in the summary, but it's not replacing it. This is new text, and so abandonment's still going to be there.
Okay, I have one other question.
And I should note there'll be some others that'll be renumbered because of this. I didn't get that put in. Go ahead.
There's one that's the illegal animals surrendered. The number on that one used to be rabies.
Again, my mistake. I didn't get it renumbered in the index section.
I'm still a bit confused by the definition of, not the definition of kennel, but in section 3203.07. It seems like we are, my takeaway was that it would be the commercial criteria, not necessarily regarding an excess number of animals. It would be the for-profit scenario. I think the whole sentence about six or more domestic animals does not belong in this section. More match the definition of kennel on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
Other discussion? Questions, comments?
I guess in section 3203.07, we're excluding fish or not including fish to be counted. Is there any consideration for birds?
Right. The way it's
certainly
the,
could be.
Yeah, the way it's written is obviously every other animal other than a fish would be counted.
And the reason for that, we did have an issue with a home a couple years ago where there were a large number of birds that were held in one residence. The majority of our animal issues are from people that have
dogs,
a large
cats.
Number of animals, whether, and usually it's dogs and cats, but sometimes it's birds or sometimes other things. And so fish is kind of the one exception that there doesn't seem to be an issue if someone has 20 fish or something, but that becomes an issue when any one residence has a large number of animals. Unfortunately, sometimes they're not taking care of the animals.
We certainly don't want, you know, people to have 20 birds in a
yeah.
cage. But if someone had 3 birds, 2 cats, and 2 dogs, they would be out of compliance.
Well, and at that point, then they could apply for the excess
animal permit.
Animal permit.
Okay, that's fine.
And
that's fine.
That is an extra step, absolutely, but. The idea behind that is our animal control officer could come and look at it and just make sure on an annual basis that there is actually, you know, adequate facilities for those animals.
Any other discussion? Council or public on first reading of animals?
I move to approve first reading.
We have a first by Dave to approve first reading as written. Is that a fair statement?
Yes. Before we take a second, Chief, Dave, what you've heard this evening, you guys get the enforcement of. Is there something we're missing, or is it clear as mud, or what? Okay. I'm just checking. You're the front line. We're the back door.
And we do understand, though, that there needs to be some revision to 3203.07 to that first sentence. And so I don't know if that'd be
with that revision, then I'll say my motion will be include that revision.
And what I understand from that is the definition of kennel will not identify any particular number of animals. It will simply be focused on a business type of activity.
Right.
Not necessarily for profit. Many people are not going to admit they make a profit or say they make a profit, but basically it's for payment.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So we have a first by Dave with a slight adjustment by striking part of 320307. Is there a second? We have a second by Ron. Any last discussion, public or council? None being heard. We'll go ahead and just start with a roll call. Jason, we'll start with you.
Yes.
Ron?
Yes.
Rhea?
Yes.
Becca?
Yes.
Steve?
Yes.
Dave?
Yes.
I'm yes. Mike?
Yes.
And Terry?
Yes.
First reading passes unanimously with the slight adjustment. Brings us to other matters before the council. A point in the meeting where non-agenda items are discussed for a brief amount of time, brought forward by council or by the public, with no action available to happen from council. We'll start with the public. Does anybody in the public have anything to add to tonight's meeting? Council members, anything to add to tonight's meeting?
I'd just like to thank Public Works for getting the streets all cleaned very well. Thanks, Rick.
I guess I'd like to make one comment, and it's particular to something that we discussed in this meeting. And I think it we can continue to work down the path with ordinances and things like that. But I think the variance that we discussed was a very tough one for myself personally to try to make a decision on. I mean, we're talking about people's own property, but we're also talking about planning for the future of our community, and we cannot foresee everything down the road. So I guess my comment solely is variances are a difficult thing. And over the years, we've granted some and denied some, but it's a situation that, I guess, continued work in Title 18 and council standing on policy is where you make those decisions from and how you move forward, and it's a hard case-by-case process.
I agree. I guess, you know, when you look at a non-conforming structure, the only way that it can become conforming is when there is reconstruction.
Right. So anything else from council? Go ahead, Mike. You're grabbing the microphone.
If we're on, I've given that subject a considerable amount of thought process. And if we have a non-conforming building, there should not be a... I'm gonna cut my own throat here. We should not give a work order or a building permit to fix her up. At some point in time, you know, how many years? I've got one that was 1927. I'm coming in for a building permit. I should probably be denied. This is not going away. This is non-conforming. At some point in time, we got to clean up our act.
Any other comments?
Well, while I understand what Councillor Bichon is saying, I think also, too, you know, you need to respect the rights of the property owners and not hobble them and not hobble our business owners as well. You know, that's also a very important factor that I take into consideration.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. And when you have the surrounding property owners aren't against something, that's also a key factor.
Certainly something that differentiates, for sure. Anything else before this council? Well, I do believe we have a request for an extended executive session to discuss some personnel, so...
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. It's also my understanding that if the council does go into executive session, it's anticipated there will be no action taken at the conclusion of that session.
That's correct, yes. Thank you, Greg. We have a motion to go into exec by Rhea.
Second.
Second by Steve. All those in favor, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
We're off to exec again, 8:19.